Next patient is Charles Minnick. Minnick is M as in Mary, M-I-N-N-I-C-K. Minnick Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth is 11-21-42. Date of visit 10-10-22. Please make copy for Monica Cantu, M.D. That is Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, Cantu, C-A-N-T-U. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Charles Minnick for preliminary evaluation. Next, paragraph, chief complaint. This is a 79-year-old white male who has recently been evaluated for severe dizziness and a near syncopal episode. Apparently had a CT of the brain and was also sent for a screening chest CT, which showed no evidence of lung nodule. The patient does have a prior history of smoking for over 50 years. And he has some shortness of breath with exertion, but denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills. He has been seen by the neurologist, and further neuro workup is pending. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for history for hypertension and hypothyroidism. He also has a history of hernia repair. Oh, I'm sorry, can you please change the hypertension? The patient has a past history of hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. He has had multiple renal stones with lithotripsy. Also had left knee replacement surgery. And had gouty attacks, but not recently. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoke one pack per day for 55 years and quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Plays golf regularly. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and sulfur. Next paragraph, family history, father died of kidney failure, age 97, mother died of dementia, age 91. Next paragraph, review, system review. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. No double vision or cataracts. He has vertigo. No nosebleeds. No hoarseness. He has wheezing and shortness of breath. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or back pain. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No chest pain or calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety, no. He has wheezy bruising and denies bleeding gums. He has no I'm sorry, he has some joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, Mybetric 25 milligrams a day, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and Silodosin, S-I-L-O-D-O-S-I-N, 4 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly male who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 84, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 244, saturation 95. HEAT anomalous, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is injected. Neck supple, no venous distension, tracheomedial adenothyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And breath sounds are diminished at the periphery with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regenerative megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial has a ghostly intact, rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is gout. Number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next, plan. Patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to have a polysomnographic study. Also, advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in 3 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Was advised to lose weight. And go for regular exercises. Thank you for this consultation. We'll make an addendum report in 4 weeks. Start decision. Copy for Monica Cantu, MD. CANTU, MD.